Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, welcoming Kim Serafin, senior editor from In Touch Weekly, onto the RRS right now. We're going to talk a little Rihanna and Lindsay Lohan, but before we do that, Kim, I was fortunate enough, and thank you so much. I was at the In Touch Weekly after party at the VMAs this past weekend in Los Angeles, and I'm so sad that I missed you.
I know. It was so crowded. I was looking for you. We tried to find each other, but there were so many people there, so I'm sorry I missed you, but I hope you had a good time. It was definitely a well-attended party. Ron Artest, Elizabeta Canales were there, who, of course, are going to be on the new season of Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-huh.
Kendra, lots of great people. So I'm sorry I missed you, but hope you had fun.
Yeah, no, I did. I got to run into Kat DeLuna, who I'm good friends with. My buddies from Hot Shell Ray, they had that huge song Tonight as well. So it was cool to see them. And it was also amazing to see the Sprint candy bar. I think I ate more M&Ms on Sunday night than I have in the past 2 years.
Yes, it was a great candy bar. I was there as well.
You know, the open bar wasn't bad either, but the candy bar was a nice little treat as well. All right, hey, let's get to a couple topics at hand here. First of all, Rihanna, who's experiencing some water damage in her house, like a lot of people are in the Northeast, but the issue is Rihanna is actually out west, and it really doesn't have too much to do with any storms. What does this water damage have to do with, Kim?
She apparently recently bought a house in Beverly Hills for $6.9 million, so you expect to get a nice house, but she apparently is saying that the house was defective, basically. She is suing the real estate company, the property inspector, and the former owner of this house, saying that they didn't tell her, basically, what the problems were. She said she had some water damage from something in January of 2010 from a rainstorm that was a moderate rainstorm, certainly not the kind of rainstorm that we just saw on the East Coast.
Right.
So she's suing, because, yeah, if you pay $6.9 million for a mansion, you want something that is supposed to be ready to go, and she's saying this was not.
So she basically got duped by everybody. That's terrible. I'm sure she'll end up coming to some type of settlement, though. Lindsay Lohan is trying to reach a settlement with Pitbull over this whole Give Me Everything song, but meanwhile, she's got not Pitbull on her mind or her skin, but Billy Joel, right, Kim?
Yeah, exactly. That would be interesting if she got Pitbull's lyrics tattooed on her skin. No, she instead got a lyric from a Billy Joel song tattooed on her. Of course, both from Long Island. Hey, I'm from Long Island, too, so I'm all for Long Island pride.
Right.
She did get a tattoo of a lyric from a Billy Joel song, I Go to Extremes. The lyric is, clear as crystal, sharp as a knife, I feel like I'm in the prime of my life. And this was tattooed on her rib cage. So she is saying, apparently, according to sources, that this is just where she is in the time of her life, and hopefully this is a good sign that she really feels like she's in the prime of her life, has everything on straight now, and that she's just going to go for it and go back to being the actress that we know she can be.
And we don't have to be all locked up like Lindsay Lohan then, right, Kim?
No, she's not going to get that lyric tattooed on her, so.
Check out more with the latest edition of In Touch Weekly. Senior editor Kim Serafin, as always, thanks for the 411.
Thanks, Ralphie.